Welcome to Conrad's Corner, where you hear poets and poetry. I'm Morgan McGee from the Dayton Poetry Slam, and today's poem is Unfinished by me, Morgan McGee. I never know how to finish a poem, so usually I just don't. I write until I have expelled the feelings, but don't know how to bind them off. I'll don the scarf of my poetry and pretend that the fraying ends are fashion. I can't make a point to save my life. I don't know how to draw conclusions from my own experiences. My thoughts are abstract and disconnected like dust motes in a sunny room. I like to blow into them and watch them swirl, but I never see them materialize further. I neglect to wipe the fine film that grows on my shelves. My mother's exasperated sigh rings through my head while I write, "If you have a point, Morgan, you need to hurry up and make it, please." But I've always preferred to meander, give too many details. I need you to know exactly how I am feeling, but before I can even begin to describe what's in my heart, I get distracted by a feather on the sidewalk, start a new story about my love of hawks, then remember that time I saw a crow, tell you about how I carry unsalted peanuts in my car to give to crows. I call them my cronuts. Before I know it, my original story is buried beneath so many layers that excavating it seems far too exhausting a task. So I just let it stay buried there. Make a feeble marker out of sticks in case I want to resurrect it one day. When your story doesn't really have a satisfactory ending, maybe it's okay if you don't reach it, opting instead for all the glimmering little details. Thanks for listening.